Kelly's Angels is preparing for its popular Mother Lovin' Day 5K run and walk this Sunday, Mother's Day, at the Saratoga Spa State Park in Saratoga Springs, New York. Kelly's Angels was founded in 2008 by WNYT reporter Mark Mulholland in memory of his wife, Kelly, who passed away in 2007 after a battle with cancer. Kelly's Angels provides gifts to children under the age of 18 who have lost a parent or sibling to cancer. The donations, called fund grants, are as varied as the kids whom Kelly's Angels serves, from the purchase of a guitar, a night out at a fancy restaurant, to trips to big league games. Mark Mulholland says the event is held on Mother's Day because it honors Kelly as a devoted mother, wife, and revered teacher who loved children with all of her heart. With more than 1,500 participants and supporters last year, the 5K has quickly become a family tradition in the Capital Region, and we welcome Mark Mulholland to the roundtable this morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Joe. I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
Very nice to have you on the program. Always good to see you. So this was founded just a year after your wife died. It would seem to me, is this part of the grief process, doing something like this?
That's a terrific question. And yes, I guess it was. Back when my wife first passed away, I wanted to be able to show my own children that we could pay it forward. People were so kind to us when Kelly was sick, and then when she passed, my children were just 7 and 5 at the time. So I wanted to be able to both honor her legacy, help children, and show my own children that we should pay it forward.
So the event is something that helps fund these grants. So how did that whole mechanism come into place?
Well, it's our only annual fundraiser, okay. And we wanted to do something on Mother's Day because Kelly was a great mom. She was a teacher in the Saratoga Springs City School District. She adored children. She loved children with all her heart. So we thought, what time of year should we try to honor her memory? And we thought, Mother's Day. Why not Mother's Day? So we started with this event at the Saratoga Spa State Park as our only annual fundraiser to help children do the fun activity or purchase the fun thing that they would like to do to put a smile on their faces. And we started calling it Run Like a Mother. memorable name. People
yes.
loved it. But it turns out it wasn't original. Someone else owned it. So they contacted us and said, would you like to pay us to continue to use that name, or would you like to cease doing it?
And the cease and desist letter.
Yes.
Okay.
So they were kind about it, but they didn't. We didn't want to send any of the money to them because we want to continue to give it to area children.
So the actual idea of the fund grants, your coverage area being what?
The Capital Region.
Okay. So as simple as that.
Yes.
The Capital Region and that service area. And then how do people come to you who have this need?
We serve children who have lost a parent, or we've expanded our mission this year to include siblings who've lost a parent to cancer. So parents and children who have lost a parent or sibling to cancer. And very often we hear about them through the school districts. Guidance counselors have been the primary conduit. Also, on our website, kellysangelsinc.org, there is a very brief online application which families can fill out, or guidance counselors or social workers can fill out. We've tried to make it not onerous at all. Children have endured enough. So it's a very brief application that kids can fill out, or their parent, surviving parent, or family member can fill out. And we typically send them a fund grant within a week. We love to give money away.
So that's a really quick turnaround.
Yes, and that's the whole goal. We want to make it as onerous, as simple, as fun as possible for these children who have had some difficult times.
And I guess that stands to reason, too, because the child is going through the problem at that moment, so it's not like you want to wait around for it.
Exactly. Some do. Some want to have grieved a little bit longer before they go and
sure.
do a fun activity. Others would like to do it right away.
Yeah. And I assume you learn a lot from your kids as to what they were going through that process, because you're going through it, they're going through it, and it becomes a family project, I assume.
That's exactly the case. My son, Connor, is 16 now, and he's on the board of Kelly's Angels.
Wow.
My daughter is 14 now. And yeah, I've taken their cues, so I've seen what has worked and what hasn't worked. But when children approach us to say they'd like to go to the indoor water park, or go to theme parks, or purchase a guitar, as you mentioned, for a boy who used to play guitar with his parents, with his dad who passed away. Just this week, I wrote a letter to a girl from Schenectady whose father passed away from cancer, stomach cancer, in September. She wants to go to the prom. She needed money for a prom dress. She needed money to go to their favorite restaurant for dinner. And she wanted a little bit of money to take flowers to his grave the day after the prom.
Wow.
We get varied requests.
And all emotional, I would think.
The best part for me is writing those letters to the children, telling them, and including a check, telling them that we'd love to have them go have a great time.
Wow.
Yeah.
As far as, I mean, you've been on the air here in this region for a long time, and I think you and I basically started at the same time.
I think
and
so.
Went to school together and started in this market at the same time. But do you ever get over just how great an area it is?
No. You know what, Joe? I cover a lot of crime, too,
yeah,
in my job. And I cover, I get to see that 1% of people who, for lack of a better term, are just jerks.
Yeah.
those folks who are committing crimes against others. But then when something like this happened to me personally, and something like this organization happens, I see that we are all basically good people, that 99% of us want to help others, that we have something in us that says, you know, my life isn't full until I've helped someone else. And that's been refreshing. Yeah, because of the crime I cover and the people I see, you tend to think that that's the majority. It's by far from it. Yeah.
Right. And it's also an ingredient in any society, in any community. But when you look at just how great an audience can be, and of course, you know, you're on TV, people know you, they like you, and they want to help you.
Well, I would hope so. Thank you very much. But I'd like to think that...
I know we all have email that proves otherwise.
But exactly.
It's fine.
Sometimes more than other times, right?
when you think about this event, so this will help the checks, but really this will raise the money, but it doesn't ultimately matter as far as deadlines or anything, because those requests come in throughout the year.
Exactly. The money helps us, and the event helps us, and being here today helps us to raise awareness, because we're always looking for children. We don't want to hang on to any of the money we raise.
Sure.
We want to send it back out. So we're always on the lookout for Capital Region children who have lost a parent or sibling to cancer.
It's Kelly's Angels Inc. is .org. Kelly's Angels Inc. .org. We're gonna have the link on our website as well, which is wamc.org/roundtable. But Kelly's Angels Inc. .org for more information. The event is the Mother Lovin'. So this is the new name, the Mother Lovin' Day 5K Run Walk. Also good. I like that as well. It's this Sunday at the Saratoga Spa State Park. And how does this? You can pretty much walk, run, do whatever you want.
You can walk, run. Yeah. People ask, is it just for serious runners? Absolutely not. In fact, I would say that we have just as many walkers as runners. We have people pushing strollers, people who'd like to come and just show up. We have free gelato, free chocolate milk, free photo booth. So people who are not into running or walking just want to show up and support children. That's the event.
It all takes place this Sunday at the Saratoga Spa State Park. You can find out more information by going to the website kellysangelsinc.org, or again, find the link on our website as well. Mark Mulholland, always a great pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much. Have a great Mother's Day.
Joe, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for the great work you're doing. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.